Good morning, everyone. What a beautiful, glorious May morning we're having on this Memorial Day weekend. I received an email from the board this last week as they made the decision to move out of our church meeting room at the end of this month. We are going to be moving all of our things into storage for the immediate future until the time feels right to find a new space for our Sangha community. And during this meeting, the board opened their hearts to anyone who might experience this transition as a loss or as further evidence that things are not going to go back to normal after the COVID-19 crisis abates, and thought a few words about this time of transition might be helpful for all of us. How quickly our focus changes based on what's happening in life. 2 months ago, we were focused on finding a new space, wondering where we would be. And with COVID, we find ourselves now relieved that we do not have the responsibility of a new or ongoing lease obligation for a facility we can't use. It reminds me of the old Taoist story of the farmer who had worked many years on his farm, and one day his horse ran away. And when the neighbors heard the news, they came over to commiserate. "Such bad luck," they said. "Well, maybe," the farmer replied. The next day, the horse returned bringing three wild horses with it. The neighbors came back. "How wonderful!" "Maybe," replied the farmer. The following day, his son decided to try to train and break in the new horses and was thrown and broke his leg. The neighbors came over again to offer their sympathy on the misfortune. "So bad." "Well, maybe," said the farmer. And after that, the military officials came to the village to draft young men into the army. Seeing that the son's leg was broken, they passed him by. The neighbors now came over to congratulate the farmer on how well things had turned out. "Maybe," says the farmer. I mean, this is life. We're living this. Nothing is good or bad. It's just the flow of events. So we are saying goodbye to the space we've been in these last few years. And it's a good time to appreciate all it has meant to us personally and to us as a community. I have wonderful memories of classes and sittings and potlucks and events there together. There's also, we struggled with the heat, with fans, with the chairlift, and with scouts running around and screaming in the next room. It's a mix. And we don't know what the future holds. And as practitioners, we can see and be present with the parts of us that want to know, that feel that we need to know, the parts that crave certainty and solution. We sit and we watch the arisings of those places in ourselves, and we invite them to be fully heard. But what is unshakable is that whatever the flow brings to us, we choose to meet it with presence. We have that choice. And for myself, the more that we meet life from the center of our being, from that deep center of presence, the more we realize it's all we need. This belief that we need to protect or control or understand the future in order to be happy, or even the illusion that there is a normal, is actually the source of suffering and distress and anxiety. Back when I was in my 20s, I went through a period of bardo, of just feeling completely caught in between. I was in between college and a career. I was in between relationships or going through serial relationships. I felt so untethered. I was waiting tables, didn't know what was going to show up next and what I was going to be doing. And I found myself worried a great deal. There was a lot of insecurity and anxiety and a sense of being overwhelmed and unable to move forward. And I felt tentative, living without confidence in myself. And when I looked back on that period a few years later, I had a regret that I didn't trust more. I found myself regretting that I hadn't lived each day with the same confidence I had when life did move forward and the road did open. Eventually, I had a business, I was married, I had a career, I had a family. That has been one of life's deepest lessons for me. Because in some fashion, life is so often that way. There's unknowns on some level or another constantly. A job change, moving to a new city, changes to family members, illness of parents, outside events that impact us. The period we're in now is no exception. COVID has been an amazing and exceptional opportunity to look at trust and surrender. In the face of it, not knowing where we're going to land space-wise as a Sangha feels pretty minor than it might have back in early March. And it's that same fabric of trust during times of change. The Dharma is offering us an invitation here to live in confidence of our practice and our community in transition, and to hold our commitment to practice and each other unwaveringly. We don't know what the year is going to bring, nor do we need to. We can express gratitude for what we've had, and that gratitude builds our trust in the future. Things are going to flow forward. Julian of Norwich once remarked that trust is like this: all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. That's trust, and it's also the truth. Last week, I received a letter from my teacher, and she made a statement that really resonated with me. She stated that the spiritual instinct in us is revealed in the willingness to not resist love. So that love and trust includes the places in us that are afraid and anxious. We open space for everything that arises in us. We hold it with presence, with awareness, with acceptance and compassion. That means it does not need to go away. There's something in us, there's a center that can breathe with what's worried, what's fearful, in a way that it's welcome and not at all in conflict with the place of trust. We treat everything as an honored guest because it truly is a guide from the beyond, showing us the places where we can invite healing and compassion for ourselves and for others. So in that vein of trust and acceptance, I'd like to open our sharing time this morning to express appreciation and gratitude for what we've had in our church meeting space, for our practice, our classes, retreats, social events, to invite you to share what has been most meaningful to you. And I'd like to start. You know, when we first started offering classes at the church, we were renting the upstairs room. And as a teacher, it meant coming early, schlepping all that stuff with us, setting it up, arranging the room, dealing with room acoustics that were less than ideal, and all the church detritus that was all around the room. And, you know, it was a lot of work. At that point, Andy Lee was the pastor, and Andy and I used to get together once in a while to talk about our spiritual practices. And one day I floated the idea of sharing the building as permanent renters, and Andy decided to line up with convincing the trustees to move ahead with this idea. And I am so grateful to Andy and the church trustees who took a flyer on us. And then shortly after that, we had a potluck and showed the room to everyone for the first time. Now, the room was musty, it stunk. It was unattractive, there was mold on the walls, and the sound echoed through the room in a truly unpleasant manner. And the reaction was pretty negative. It was really hard for a lot of us to see that we could renovate the space into what it became. And in the face of that doubt and negativity, I was so grateful to everyone who showed up in the vision, who came and cleaned the room, painted the room, for Joy Naylor and her interior decoration expertise, the space enhancement committee for putting all the design and the elements in the room, to Terry and his friend who showed up and put in the lights, the ceiling, and many, many more details that made the room what it was. You know, and I have loved having a room that's been dedicated to our practice. You know, over time, the energy was transformed in the room. Just walking into it brought me to my center. And then all the evenings and mornings of heartfelt sharing and growth. You know, the Sangha friendships that grew and blossomed in that room. I feel extremely blessed and lucky. And because of that gratitude, there's confidence in the future that gratitude continues to pave the way to the future in a heartfelt and connected way. So our gratitude for what we have is exactly what opens the heart in trusting for the continuing unfolding in life, however it is.